welcome to season 4, episode 4 of the Sacha Photography Podcast. My name is Jason Teal, and today we're talking about the rainy season here in Korea because it is a challenging time to get motivated to go out and shoot. And there are a number of factors that contribute to this challenge, and we're going to go through them and try and, you know, just kind of dissect how you can produce some images when it's hot and sticky out here in Korea. Now, as I record this, I'm sitting in my office with no fans or anything on, so I am feeling the full weight of a summer's day here in Korea, and it is nasty. And a lot of the times you struggle with this as just a regular person, but you're not a regular person. You are a photographer, and I'm wondering, maybe you're based in Korea, so you're feeling this too. And this humidity, this heat just sucks the motivation out of you. So that's the first thing that we're going to do is, how do you get motivated when everything you touch is just nasty hot? You get up in the morning, it's already hot. And this is something that I figured out the other day, is that there's really nothing you can do to get around this. You just have to accept it and deal with the challenges. And I will say that there are times during the Cheongma, the rainy season, where you're going to get a great sunrise. Or like yesterday, where the skies just open up and you've got blue puffy clouds everywhere. So my first advice with motivation is, not take it as seriously as you would any other day. You just got to roll with it. And maybe that's some good life advice, but I think for this time, if you're expecting every day to be stellar, you know, you're going to be kicking a can down the street crying and whatever, because it's not going to be like that. And especially during the rainy season, it's, you know, if you look at the window today here in Ulsan, it is muggy, it's hazy, it's not raining. So you don't get that cooling factor. It's just this, like, the only way I can describe rainy season, and I've used this analogy for years, is like if you've gone to a gym where a ton of like sweaty dudes have just left a very hot shower, and it has this like funky mildew smell mixed in with a bit of like body odor and athlete's foot, and it's not raining, like it's not like showering on you just yet. It's just damp, wet, sticky, and hot. You don't particularly want to be there, and you don't necessarily want to take a shower, but you got to walk through this place anyway. And that's the rainy season in Korea in a nutshell. When you're taking your camera gear through there, it's also not a pleasant environment for either you or your camera gear. The humidity plays a lot of nastiness on your camera gear, which, you know, you got to throw some silica gel packs in there and, you know, be aware of the freezing cold aircon when you go to the cafe afterwards. But this is how you just roll with rainy season in Korea. So the motivation could come from just either documenting this. Like a lot of times when I go out, I'm not really gunning for that amazing sunrise, because chances are you're going to get up at, you know, 4 a.m, you're going to get out to your location. And these days, the sunrise is around 5 or 5:15 a.m. So you may need even more time. You may need to get up at 3 or 3:30 to get to your location. And it's a whole pile of crap. It's like this morning, it was terrible. It was just sort of, there was darkness and then boom, it was light. And you can't even call it light. It was just this milky grossness that sort of emanated out of the horizon. And that's it. Like that's what you got to work with. So the first thing is just find other ways to get motivated. So maybe it's going back through your catalog, turning on the air conditioning and re-editing some old shots. Maybe it's waiting until the evening time and documenting cityscapes at night, which, you know, if you look at my interview with Noe Alonso, like he is a prime example of how to sort of rock that night photography. The only thing I would say is I'm seeing a lot of not copycat, inspired photos, edited the way people have seen Noe shots. And that's great. I would say just find your own angle, because immediately when I look at that, I'm like, oh, that's an interesting. Oh, that's not Noe. It's just a purple colored shot from somebody else. So key point here is, you know, go out at night, find your own angle and experiment a little bit. And also at night, I'm not going to bullshit you and say that it gets cooler at night. It's the same sticky nonsense. And actually, just recently, I heard that we've had a tropical night. I guess that's a really warm night. And it was the earliest one in over 100 years. So that's not really setting us up for a wonderful summer. Yay. But again, you just have to kind of roll with it and see what strikes your fancy. Now, number two here is you have to pick and choose your dates. And by that, I mean, when you're rolling with it, you don't have to go out every day. You know, you don't have to take that time to risk disappointment and get a crappy shot simply because you have to go out. You know, Changma, the rainy season is only, I think, lasts about a week or two. So maybe take some time, recalibrate, clean your gear, step back from it all and sort of reassess what you want. Because I think that's a key factor is that people get kind of annoyed if you're living here and you've got the luxury of just sort of waiting it out, do it. And I think that's the big key takeaway from number two here is just wait it out. You know, it's not going to last very long. As they say, this too shall pass. And after that, oh, yeah, there's typhoon season. Yeah, so kind of a tidbit of information here. After the rainy season usually comes typhoon season, which is an interesting time. And I'm going to try and get into that for point number three. But again, typhoon season is, you know, when a lot of typhoons hit the Korean Peninsula. One just missed us this week, and it's not really a fun time because it's one of these things where you get a lot of warnings. You wake up and, you know, trees are blowing sideways, signs are ripping off buildings, that sort of thing. It's not a fun time. Maybe a little bit exciting if you want to be a storm chaser, but again, for number three is, yeah, work with the weather. A lot of times, if you want to photograph the seascapes or whatever, the rainy season could be an interesting angle. And again, as I said, like the night shots reflecting off the rainy streets, you're using that. But for typhoons, the little secret I have is the next day usually is a stellar day. So when the typhoon hits, it blows out all the yellow dust, the pollution, the garbage, the moisture in the air, maybe, I don't know. And the next day is absolutely beautiful. And especially in a summer day when you've got the bright, puffy clouds, it's something that you can work with. And that's when you can go to, say, like a park. I'm quite fortunate where I have the Taewagong National Garden here. And I should put a caveat on that. Like a couple of years ago, the Taewagong got hit with a particularly nasty storm. So the usually beautiful bamboo forest area just got blown to shit, and it's still, you can still see the damage. So sometimes it's not the best to go out directly after a typhoon, but I will say that if you're shooting some travel stuff and there's not a lot of damage in your area, the next day after a typhoon, you know, once the water's gone down and the damage has been cleared, it's quite nice. So you've got to use this to your advantage. The next part about the rainy season, if you know me, you know that I love coffee. And I say this hesitantly because with the popularity of photographers like Peter McKinnon, the caffeinated photographers have come out of the woodwork and it's become sort of a cliche. But if you know me, you know that before I was really looking into photography, I was also looking into running my own cafe and whatnot. So I'm up there on the coffee geek scale, as well as the photo geek scale. So just bear that in mind. But with Korea, there are a lot of trendy cafes. And again, it's you're looking at these great locations, mediocre coffee, and a lot of Instagrammers. And you can judge these people all you want. But here's the thing. If you look at what's trending now on Instagram, there's a lot of ideas that you can use for your benefit. So if you're doing portraits and whatnot, bring the model to the cafe, get some good stuff with the reflections on the windows, the environmental portraits, things like that. If you're doing travel, people love Korean cafes these days, so get some good shots. If you're into food photography, you get the idea. You know, there's a ton of stuff that you can work with, from the air-conditioned interior of a mega massive cafe. And trust me when I say, a lot of people are like, oh, I want the little indie cafes. Well, that's great, but you're going to have someone's, you know, elbow up your ass as you're trying to take a shot of your latte. The mega cafes, and there are tons along the coast between Ulsan and Busan, they give you lots of space, especially if you go there right as they open up. You've got tons of space. The decor is sparkling clean, and you can really get a lot of shots. So that's sort of kind of what I do. I just tuck away, I recalibrate, I roll with it. And if you have any other ideas, don't be afraid to sort of hit me up and let me know what you do during this time. As always, I don't have all the answers. I just try and give you what I can do. And this episode is just shooting from the hip today, as I've got some time to myself as the rainy season is causing some technical difficulties with my classes. So I had a few cancellations today, which means you get an episode. And as well, I just want to say thank you to those who have supported the website and the podcast, because I really appreciate all the support that I get for this podcast. I'm not in it to make the money, but these episodes do cost money. And as I've said in numerous other episodes, and I don't want to sound like a sad, sorry, broken record of, oh, I need a job, that sort of thing. Yeah, it's been a hard push these past couple of years, and every little bit of support goes into making these episodes and personally just helping me out in many different ways. And recently I got a big sponsorship from a good friend of mine, and I just really want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much, because this really helped push this and many more episodes out the door, because I was honestly wavering between going back to a very limited free subscription, and it would have affected how much I was going to be able to produce. And if you've noticed, the episodes are few and far between recently, and that's just because I wasn't sure if this was falling on deaf ears or if it was just, you know, another wasted project of mine. But recently, I did get some support, which helps me cover the costs of the podcast. And I just want to say, for those of you who have supported me, thank you so much. I'm going to continue to kick out some more episodes. I've got some good interviews coming up. And with that being said, I'll talk to you again next time.